This is House of Praise Radio, a program devoted to sharing the love of Christ through music, sponsored by Riverside Mennonite Church. I'm Paul Miller.
I took a drink from some life-giving water in this dry desert land where I dwell. And my cup's overflowing, gives me joy, makes me sing, 'cause I'm still drinking water from the well. Oh, yes, I'm still drinking water. From a spear and those three rusty nails. And it thrills me just knowing that my friends I can bring, and they too can drink water from the well.
Quartet. I was watching a video from Science at NASA that was talking about the California drought. And the caption underneath says, California is experiencing a historic drought, by some measures, the deepest in more than 100 years. Wow. It's so bad that the NASA satellite images shows the difference between a year ago. It is quite remarkable to see. Well, the water well has maybe run dry or run low in California, but the well that God is talking about in Scripture, that Jesus stood by and offered living water to the woman, that well is full, and Jesus still offers that water to us for our spiritual thirst. One of the people that watched the video on YouTube made a comment, says, "I'm thirsty after watching this." Are you thirsty?
And I will thirst no more. Give me water from the well that never runs dry. Give me water from the well that gives me hope when I die. Give me water from the well that never runs dry.
Of never-ending love, and I'm the first to declare my longing thirst for the water that comes from above.
Can't survive
without it,
without the pure water's flow.
A cappella vocal band. Jesus said to the woman at the well, "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again, but whoever drinks the water I give them will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give them will become in them a spring of water welling up to eternal life." Are you drinking the right kind of water? Here's the Gaither Vocal Band, Muddy Water.
Down in New Orleans on the banks of a levee, my mouth was dry and my heart was heavy. A gray old man fishing next to me saw that look on my face and he began to speak. I said, through my years I've learned my lesson. We're on the same boat trying to get. Son, let me give you some free advice.
You can't quench your thirst drinking muddy water, or wash your soul in a dirty stream. You can't quench your thirst drinking muddy water. There's only one well where the water is clean. Muddy water, dirty stream.
To believe how long it's been. The words he said really changed my life. I'm the first one to testify.
You can't quench your thirst drinking muddy water, or wash your soul in a dirty stream.
You can't quench your thirst drinking muddy water. There's only one well where the water is clean.
It's overflowing. you worry about running out of love. We've got plenty, and there'll always be enough, even if there comes a long dry spell. We'll go to the well. Don't you worry about running out of love. We've got plenty, and there'll always be enough, even if there comes a long dry spell. We'll go to the well. We'll go to the well. We'll go to the well.
That was Harmony 5. Thanks for tuning in today to House of Praise Radio, program sponsored by Riverside Mennonite Church. RiversideMinistries.com for more information. I'm Paul Miller. Here's Greater Vision.
Jesus' feet were growing weary as he journeyed on his way. So he rested at a wellside, a comfort in the heat of day. There he waited for a woman black with sin and bound for hell. When she arrived, he plainly told her, what you need's not in the well. And he's still waiting by the well, and he's holding out his hand. If you drink this living water, you won't have to thirst again.
She says this man changed her forever, and if you need hope, you can find it here.
And he's still waiting by the well, and he's holding out his hand. If you'll drink this living water, you won't have to thirst again.
He's been waiting by the well side.
Advantage of the moment. He's not gone, he's still waiting by.